Hey everyone, Scott Kurtz here with a webcomics question for those of you out there in my readership. Now, you guys are all readers of PvP, and you know what it's like to be a reader very well. So I'm going to pick your brain here because I got an email and I don't know how to respond to it. This email is from someone who we will call Person. And Person writes, get Ding off the front page, please. That is the subject of Person's email, and the email goes as follows. I was willing to accept it as a Sunday strip, but please don't start doing Ding full storylines during the week. The second Ding in a row has me worried. It's not there's anything wrong with that comic. It's just not what I come to PvP for. I come to PvP for PvP. I liked reading Ding on its own website. A Sunday comic strip is one thing, but if it's not strong enough to stand on its own, or it's on its own page, then it really has no business taking up PvP's already successful established space. So my question to you guys is this, as a reader, why did he send this email? Now, is it just to let me, obviously he wants to let me know that he doesn't like Ding being on PvP during the week. He must not have read the post that it was just for San Diego, but the subject is not just a call to action. It's a demand. It's a statement of demand. It's a command. Get Ding off the front page. So, like, obviously, I'm not going to take Ding off the front page. I've done a week of strips, and I want to offer that to world. I understand that some people may not like it, but that's my choice as an artist to put it out there. But like, what can I do to make this reader happy? Just acknowledge that I appreciate his opinion. Do I remove Ding from the website? Do I say, all right, you know what, you're right, I'm taking it down. You know, like, what is the goal here of writing this email? Twitter me back. Let me know.